Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer portion. If at that time you'd like to ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is also being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. And now I'd like to turn the call over to your host today, Ms. Mary Bunzel. Ma'am, you may begin.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon your time zone. I appreciate you joining our call today to talk about how we can align Maximo with SAP for enterprise asset management for our customers. Slide number two outlines the objectives for this session. I'll suggest that viewing this presentation in presentation mode helps with the story construction, but I'll also point out that there are some notes in with the slides that help to describe the topics that are intended for each of the slides that might be useful for you. Our purpose today is to talk about how IBM Asset Management aligns with SAP as a partner. And this is important because asset management is a critical part of the Smart Planet strategy. So we'll talk about that, how Maximo connects to SAP, and how Maximo enhances SAP content as a partner program as opposed to one that fights for control. And we'll talk about available support. After this call, your call to action is to participate in additional learning events such as this to gain an understanding about Maximo and to understand who your support network and supporting materials are, and also to discuss how we might identify potential targets and how we might engage with each of those accounts. So let's begin by taking an overview of SAP and IBM and the partnership that has been established for quite a time. Slide number three outlines some of the places where IBM and SAP have been working together, both in joint marketing efforts, in demonstration capabilities, consulting, technology, and a number of middleware products. These are IBM assets, software, which is sold to support SAP installations for customers on IBM platforms, and which are supported by IBM teams. So this is a reality that we live in, and it's been a strategy over the years for IBM to align with customers in important business issues related to finance. And as we grow into the future, we're seeing some things evolve here with SAP as well. Slide number four highlights SAP's changes. SAP has actually changed a bit of their strategy over the last few years to take on more of a participatory attitude when incorporating partner programs and creating opportunity for them to integrate to SAP. This is a shift in strategy for them as opposed to a few years ago when they employed more of a closed structure. They found that tool sets are demanded by customers to enhance various areas of business requirements. Some of these I've highlighted in the slides. It's very common to see customers implement MES systems outside of SAP. Same with calibration and mobile technology. User GUI, the user interface, has long been a cited problem with SAP and has inhibited adoption rates in the user community. So SAP has reached out or has actually acquired some companies to help with the user interface improvements. They also have partner tool programs that help with asset information and diagram management, as well as scheduling. So SAP has shown a history of opening communications and integration capabilities to partners to enhance how their PM module is performing out in the field. And this results in many connections for customers because there isn't just one tool set that does all of this for them right now. IBM's portfolio of SAP value-added assets are implementation experience. I mean, we've all had interactions with our GBS team who've talked with customers about strategy and who've assisted with SAP implementation and who have very deep relationships with customer executives who are involved in supporting SAP. That's an asset for us. We've already seen a list of IBM assets that are being leveraged for customer value creation for SAP installation. And we know how important Maximo is to the Smarter Planet message, which I'll review in just a minute here. Overall, though, Maximo enhances the power of SAP by enriching the content and by supporting the multitude of advanced capabilities that customers have to integrate multiple products for. When we position Maximo as an add-on to SAP, then we're providing the customer with a full range of tool sets, so they don't have to integrate multiple products to SAP. They could just do it one way. And since they're working inside the IBM family of products, they could be assured that our development roadmap will continue to support these products cohesively as they move forward in time. If you advance to slide number 5, you'll see that there's actually a little commercial embedded in here, which makes the slide deck a little bit large, but it's kind of fun to show your customers if you happen to use any of this material in conference or in presentation. Slide number 6 talks about or quotes Sam Palmisano's presentation that he did last year when he was first introducing this whole concept of Smarter Planet. And he was recognizing the fact that digital infrastructures, you know, the fact that assets have IP addresses and are instrumented now means that our asset base is intelligent, it's instrumented, and it's interconnected, which means that we can control the assets that are delivering our services. Slide number 7 highlights how Maximo plays in that Smarter Planet message. Assets are becoming smarter, and Maximo has a long legacy of managing assets overall in a wide variety of categories: transportation, facilities, production, IT, as well as telco and utilities. So Maximo's capability to lever the intelligence in each of these assets and categories gives customers the opportunity to refine and deliver improved asset performance. There is a great deal of intelligence that is being embedded into these all of these different types of asset categories. Reliability-centered maintenance techniques utilize equipment sensors to determine exact points of failure and time to risk for production. Telematics allow us to connect to assets remotely. And each of these capabilities enhances our ability to lever the data generated by these smart assets to drive better effectiveness. And that gives us intelligence and gives our customers intelligence on areas of risk in their asset platform. Slide number 8 highlights some examples of where customers are actually levering this capability. CenterPoint is using smart meters to reduce power consumption through demand response, and we're seeing this grow, actually, into other places beyond just electronic utilities, into places like water. A bridge in New London, Connecticut, has built-in sensors to monitor stress and indicate potential failure. Bombardier has long been using onboard computer systems to sense for diagnostics, and this is a trend that Bill's experienced at Baker Hughes, and where a place where Rolls-Royce has levered quite a bit of capability for telematics and diagnostics. Data centers are sensing energy consumption and using intelligent sensors and building control systems to manage how thermal and temperature levels are maintained in each of those. And smart buildings overall are moving towards incorporating building automation systems to optimize customer comfort in accordance with an organization's goal for energy consumption. So these are just some examples of what's happening out in the field. And if we take a look at slide number 9, we can kind of see where the actual value is in this. Now, this particular slide is best viewed in presentation mode. And this is one where you might use to explain to a customer that, you know, over time, the performance of an asset might run along smoothly, but there is a point where signs of trouble start to occur. And as you advance through the slide, you'll see, so first time signs of trouble, the asset degrades even more and you have failing conditions, and eventually there's a complete point of failure. That warning time in between the first signs of trouble and the complete failure time are the points where our customers have the opportunity to plan their response, to prepare the resources, or to prepare permits or any other detail that they might need in order to accomplish the work. And this is the real value that we're bringing to our customers in this Smart Planet message. And here's a key differentiator and capability of Maximo and how it can enhance SAP performance in the field. Advancing to slide 10 illustrates how Maximo can take over a sense and response activity. So in accordance with each industry whose specialty needs are deep and very specific, Maximo can organize all of the special requirements that are necessary for each of these industries to respond correctly. So where you have key safety information, or where there's a high environmental risk, or where assets are very complex, this is where Maximo adds capability to the core functionality of SAP. These are the key differentiators. Maximo does this by incorporating specialty functions in what we call industry solutions. So let's talk about that a little bit. Slide number 11 illustrates the fact that SAP offers the basic core functionality, which is considered best of breed in the financial world. But we all know that the requirements for maintenance and operation are more detailed and often drive customers to choose add-on products to support it. So they add on to create a user-friendly front end. Sometimes they need to create mobility capabilities, or they need to respond to deep asset specification or configuration aspects, such as linear characteristics, or if the asset needs to be displayed in a spatial way. Also, customers are finding greater needs to mitigate any risks associated with compliance or health and safety or quality of product or actual operating condition. These are all risks that customers face. In addition, Maximo still offers deep levels of customer configuration. So customers can deeply configure Maximo to accommodate a role, user roles and responsibilities. It can also be configured to manage any RCM, or reliability-centered maintenance, that might be going on, or where customers have goals to use resources in a special way for either regional specifications or considerations versus global considerations, which in turn drive workflow, security, how you measure, and how you govern performance. So all of these things are user configurations that they might add on top of Maximo, which is interface to SAP. And in this way, we can help our customers enjoy the flexibility of Maximo on top of best-of-breed finance management. Slide number 12 starts to highlight some of the capabilities that Maximo brings in deep areas for high-risk industries. This is a key differentiator and a key benefit that Maximo brings to an SAP installation. So where customers have high exposure to risk for health and safety or for managing incidents, response to incidents, and for managing master records that govern how response plans are managed. These are all modules that are specific to our industry solution for high-risk industries. Slide number 13 just recalls that even on top of these industry solutions, you still have capabilities to tailor this application for customers. So our GBS partners who are involved with customers and advising on their overall business strategies can play a large role in helping the total solution apply more specifically to a specific location or customer condition. So our services, supported through the Asset Management Global Center of Excellence and our large group of practitioners, bring a lot of value to customer implementations in this way. And again, they can continue, they can apply these improvements and configurations over and above the industry solutions that we can offer. So let's take a look at a few more of these industry solutions. Slide number 14 highlights some of the Maximo modules that are available specific for the nuclear power industry, which obviously is very concerned about safety, reliability, and about meeting the standard nuclear performance model specifications that our customers have to comply with. So we provide these capabilities inside this module for nuclear power, which then can be added on to SAP as an enhancement. Slide number 15 highlights some of these unique capabilities for utilities incorporating the spatial viewpoint. Spatial viewpoints give you the opportunity to visually look at how assets are related together. It gives you the opportunity to manage work in a spatial environment, which helps you with your crew scheduling as well as with planning your compatible units estimating work. So all of these things together work to support teams in the field for utilities. Now, just because it has a utilities label on it doesn't mean that it couldn't be used with other industries. You might have other industries that are providing field maintenance and who might need to organize their resources in a spatial viewpoint. Think places like cities, for example, who are organizing where their crews are going, they could also benefit from these types of add-on products. The next slide, number 16, talks about Maximo spatial capabilities, which bring along the capability that I just described for assets and locations and crews, but it adds in capabilities for managing service requests via map, as well as organizations and administration capabilities to manage the parameters of the GIS system and the relationships between how the GIS-based graphical view of assets translates into the Maximo tabular version of assets. Slide number 17 calls out some of the capabilities of the transportation module, which as an add-on to SAP clearly adds value for our transportation-type customers or customers who have fleet vehicles. So this will bring along capabilities to support VMRS codes, which are actually like failure codes for vehicles attached to sub-assemblies like an alternator or brake system. There's warranty, special warranty management and recovery capabilities there. Their special work management capabilities that connect to drivers and driver logs and meters, a variety of meters. There's also a fuel import coming in the next release. Fuel usage and fuel trends in change of fuel usage are often indicators of early warning indicators of pending failure. So it's very helpful to have that information visible with the assets. When you see a problem in a single asset, you might decide to initiate a campaign across many assets. And this is actually something that occurs in many other industries as well. So again, this module might be useful for other industries as well. Slide number 18 talks about life sciences. The life sciences module brings along special capabilities that are unique and important to life sciences industries, but again, this might be applicable to other places as well. So any place that requires a validation activity to validate that Maximo is supporting the right business processes, good GMP, they call it, good manufacturing process. It also brings along calibration capabilities, which manage the both the identification of the need for calibration as well as the process of performing the calibration and documenting all the readings, both in a forward and a backward direction. So there's history, there's detailed history associated with that. And assets and work orders also carry similar calibration capabilities so that the calibration data is delivered right with the work activity for each asset or location. That's a key benefit for customers in the life sciences industry because of their validation requirements and the fact that calibration is very closely related to work management. That's a big value add for us, for customers who are dealing with that kind of industry. Slide number 19 talks about the Maximo for Government application, which brings along enhanced capability for property and performance management. So property management and ownership, custodial requirements for ownership of assets as they move from place to place are incorporated here, as well as valid contractors and government contracts. It also provides the forms that are necessary with a standardized form, which is a huge savings for our customers if they would have to create those forms themselves. And it also provides functionality to assist with the custody of an asset as it's moving from place to place. So where you have business rules associated for special handling or traceability requirements for government property, Maximo for Government would be the solution that you would apply on top of SAP to satisfy that type of organization. Lastly, Asset Configuration Manager on slide number 20 is an add-on product that gives you the capability to describe specific fit form function requirements for assets in the field. So where you have very high-risk assets, very complex assets, where parts fit together only in a certain range, where substituting another part might not be acceptable and might create risk, that's where the Asset Configuration Manager comes into place. So it allows our customers to build rules around each of these components and how they can fit and be moved around. And this capability is also linked with work delivery systems. So people out in the field can not only see what the rules are for each of those, but they can also cooperate with engineering and with other departments within the organization to process an engineering change through that might become part of the new asset configuration. As these configurations change in the field, management can go back and review what asset configuration existed at a certain point in time. So there is deep capability for managing asset configuration provided with this module, which certainly enhances SAP's financial reporting requirements. In addition, on slide number 21, Maximo brings along many user configuration capabilities that enhance its user adoption. You know, many times we'll talk about how much lower the cost of Maximo to implement for customers is than SAP. Or you hear about how customers in the plant floor, the actual maintenance technicians and maintenance supervisors, they love Maximo. They feel it's so easy to use. Well, the reason for that is because Maximo really focuses on configuration capabilities to support maintenance guys. So when they look at their user interface, it's roles-based. It doesn't contain information that's not necessary for other people in other departments. And the fact that it supports multi-site and multi-organization satisfies management reporting requirements, and it supports maintenance strategy decisions, because you might have a certain category of an asset in a certain location that has environmental issues that factor into how they assess their risk to deliver on their mission. By being able to organize the data according to multi-sites and multi-organizations, maintenance and operations then can decide on a strategy for different types of asset categories and implement that strategy within their organization or within the site where it's applicable. So there's a high level of support, not only for financial reporting requirements, but also for maintenance strategy execution, which is very important to maintenance. And then that's supported through business process. You know, there's a workflow capability that manages transactions through in accordance to what has been decided as far as maintenance strategy and in accordance to who's interacting with it. Also, the SAP integration strategy is very flexible as well. When you enlarge this graph, you'll see bidirectional areas in each one of these connection points, which means that the customers have a high degree of flexibility to manage how Maximo interacts with SAP, but still stay within a supported environment. This is prepackaged software for SAP integration, and it's supported and it's maintained as each of the products are upgraded, which gives you a high level of flexibility for customers. Slide number 22 summarizes what I just talked about in terms of the specialized applications. The core thing that I want to emphasize on this slide is that Maximo has the asset management system, it has asset management for IT, and it has the service request manager. These are the three base Maximo packages. The same technology for all three of these. On top of these solutions come the industry solutions, which are highlighted in the middle here. And the bottom row of this slide highlights some of the individual functional capabilities that can be added on as single add-on products. So you can buy these products as a set for a solution, or you could call them out and sell them individually, which, again, gives a high level of flexibility for customers. And this isn't going to change. Maximo is an IBM asset, and it's being used in not only the Smart Planet, but also in development, whole other places within IBM. Every day, Bill and I and all our industry team are amazed by some of the ways that Maximo is being applied in the field, which means that there's going to be continued investment in Maximo, continued focus in Maximo. If you look at slide number 23, it highlights the fact that there are plans for this roadmap. And because we have a dedicated focus and because Maximo is so strong for IBM, that will continue. We don't have to worry about having a core focus or a core functionality like SAP does. SAP has to make decisions about where they make their investments, just like IBM does. But since Maximo is a focused product on operations and maintenance, it will continue to grow to support you. Smart buildings, smart grid, smart transportation, smart cities. IBM just continues to focus development on Maximo. So this is a solid roadmap moving forward. And moving forward, IBM's suite of products will come together to work even more closely. If you advance to slide number 24, this kind of highlights the fact that we have an overall architectural blueprint that supports the integration of all of these products. Now, IBM has made a focused effort over the last years to invest in business tools. Maximo was one, but we also have iLog, we have Cognos, we have SPSS, and we have FileNet, and all these other IBM family of assets that work together across the framework to accommodate all these capabilities regarding these smart planets, smart grids, smart transportation. So where we need to sensor, where we need to evaluate or compare against a model, those are IBM assets that we can bring to bear. And the investment that IBM is making is across all of these platforms. That's a value add for customers as well. Let's take a look at slide number 25. The Integrated Information Framework, you might have heard of it under names like MIF, Manufacturing Integration Framework, PDIF, Product Development Integration Framework, IIF, the Industrial Integration Framework. All of these are solutions, industry-based solutions, that provide a high level of flexibility for our customers. And it gives them the capability to integrate a number of different tool sets so that they can decide on what the right set of tools is for the right application. So the integration of these tool sets is supported through the use of reference semantic models that define relationships between data in each of these systems. So it allows our customers to leverage existing tool sets alongside tool sets they might be bringing in new. And it enables them to link these systems together without having to pull all the databases into a single database model. So it provides a high level of flexibility and agility for our customers out in the field. So let's take a look at some of the customers that are using a best-of-breed approach, Maximo, alongside SAP to enhance capabilities. Slide number 26 describes McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas, and they had a challenge to be able to respond to a diverse customer base, and they wanted to be able to bring together information that existed across different divisions in different silos. They needed a way to drive down costs and improve reporting. So they implemented IBM Maximo for asset management, and they integrated it through single integration to SAP so that they could capture more accurate maintenance information right on the floor and enhance their reporting and their compliance and chargeback, actually, activity. Slide number 27 talks about Rolls-Royce. Rolls-Royce has implemented Maximo in their civil aircraft division, and they repair jet engines, basically. They wanted a way to be able to scale their service organization across a large set of assets, which is really important because their services growth went from 10% of overall revenues to about 53% of overall revenues. So I needed a key system to be able to support that scalability across the community. They decided on Maximo Asset and Work Management in combination with SAP, and they're using it to manage how the work flows from the receipt of an engine all the way through when it moves out the door. Their commitment is to increase their customer satisfaction. They think that by doing that, they're going to capture greater market share, and their numbers are showing that. The other thing, the other benefit that this is bringing to them on the background is the ability to see how their assets are performing in the field, which is a key benefit for them on the sales side when they're proposing their engines for new customers. Slide number 28 talks about DTE Energy. DTE Energy is also a very large organization who had many asset management systems in a variety of different places throughout their organization. I mean, 400 altogether, huge number. So there was a very large cost reduction available to them because of the fact that they were able to eliminate many of the systems and provide commonality across processes. Commonality also helps them to reduce risk in work which is performed out in the field. It was important for them to have spatial GIS data, and Maximo was selected as part of the combined solution with SAP, and Esri as the core application, and GBS has been involved in implementing the whole solution. So there have been a number of business benefits that they've experienced by using common processes for work and for work planning and for resource usage for inventory and resources for people. So how can we bring this to the field? How can we sell this? Let's talk about that on slide number 29. So one of the first places that you want to talk in your customer community is with the line of business leaders. These are the people that have vested interest in making sure that their maintenance and operations are able to respond to changes that they might need to make in order to address business conditions. So these are people who are strategic thinkers. So you're looking for people who are leading efforts in maintenance and operations instead of allowing finance to lead maintenance and operations. Typically, you're going to find these people in asset-intensive industries, places where there's high risk of failure, either due to revenue loss or maybe there's environmental issues or fines due to lack of compliance. These organizations typically are going to have a bit of power in the organization. They may have IT reporting to them as opposed to IT managing the whole business solution for all of the corporations. And these are going to be customers that are interested in aligning with the people that we have in our reference base. They're usually industry leaders and very important companies in each of their industries. So as a part of the leadership commitment we make with our customers, maybe there is a way that they could be part of the Smarter Planet movement. Every day we see opportunities growing out of that. I've mentioned smart cities, smart transportation. Last week I met with a heavy industry manufacturer who was interested in building out their capabilities in agriculture. So almost every asset category can be smart. Does your customer have new revenue opportunities available if they were to make their assets smart? Can they value add to the information that they have about their assets when they go out to the field to service them? Are they a customer who is at a point in their life cycle where they are thinking about new things, new ideas for IT deployment? In the pharma industry, this might be triggered by an upgrade to one of their systems that might drive a revalidation effort. It might be other industries where there's an SAP upgrade going on, maybe there's an opportunity for them to reconsider a new strategy and consider adding on one product instead of many. Slide number 31, 32 here, give us some direction on characteristics of things to look for in the customer environment, as well as some other resources where you can look to advance your sale. So right in the beginning, when you're identifying the opportunity, it's helpful to understand what's going on in the customer industry in terms of business drivers, but there are also interesting things that can be found in the customer website and the customer research that you look for. So places where customers are citing in their annual reports that they have new focus on health and safety, or they have new drives to extend their services capabilities, or they have new capabilities being built into their assets that make their product more appealing to a community, those would be good customers to target. Internally, there are a number of places where we can receive education. There are DACs that are available, and other sites that are being built and improved to help provide this information inside IBM, as well as inside some of the analyst areas and publishers like Plant Engineering Publishing and Gartner Group and ARC Research. There's a plethora of information available. So places that things that you'll want to explore are not only the key market drivers, but also their key issues. And you'll want to develop a knowledge of the industry and the customer. And you'll want to confirm always that this is a company that is one that fits a best-of-breed strategy, BOB. That it's a company in high risk or that they're losing ground, there's been incidents or they're asset intensive. All of these things help you to identify a good opportunity for a blended solution. When you're in the validation stage in slide number 31, additional information that you might want to explore with them is places where they have pain meeting their mission. And how are their tool sets supposed to be supporting their mission? And do we have relationships with key management? Have GBS been involved in helping them develop strategy, or do we have other relationships we can use? Or do they have a history of selecting best of breed? As I mentioned, many times MES solutions are deployed alongside SAP. If they've done that, then they understand that there's places that can be enhanced with add-on capabilities like Maximo Bring. So one of the most important aspects of this validation activity is that you have access, that you have access to meet with key stakeholders so that you can talk about the Smart Planet story and talk about the capabilities that we can bring to enhance their agility and competitiveness in the market, and to help them reduce risk. When I talk about confirming, you know, you have to reconfirm all the time. Slide number 32 talks about, you know, this further sales stage. I mean, don't be afraid to perform your litmus test. Are they willing to meet with you? Are key stakeholders willing to meet with you? Are they open to non-SAP tools for additional functionality? And is there the opportunity to deliver a demo? Can we do a business case with you? Are you interested in talking with a reference? Can we provide a proposal for implementation? And always be ready to walk away if you have to, because it's not uncommon to discover customers who have a real desire to implement, but if their IT organization has a certain strategy, then you know, they may not go along with the idea, and you may be wasting your time, you know, in a sales cycle. But there's lots of people who are willing to help with this. Slide number 33 gives you a whole list of people that you can reach out to support your efforts in the field. So please don't hesitate. We all have a great deal of experience in supporting these types of efforts. So in summary, slide number 34 highlights the fact that there is a natural evolution taking place. We have a whole set of IBM assets that all together work to enhance SAP, both from the tool set and from the implementation perspective. And IBM is really unique in the market today with the Smart Planet vision, which is really resonating with the market. Like I said, every day we have new customers coming forward and saying, hey, I'm interested in making my assets smarter or teaming with you, IBM, to take my assets to a smart market. And in order to support this, IBM is uniquely positioned with sensors and business event management, analytics, and asset management to support that vision. So Maximo really enhances SAP content with industry-specific functionality that doesn't necessarily need to be adopted just by an industry. These capabilities are available for everyone to use. And these are differentiators or enhancements that Maximo brings to SAP, which results in a higher adoption rate and a higher success for our customers when they're measuring benefits and user adoption. So hopefully you'll be able to participate in additional learning events such as this and to connect up with us as industry leaders or your other support people. If there are any opportunities that you have to assess your client profiles, I'm sure that any of us would be willing to help out with that and to help determine if the customer could be potentially a target and how you might go about engaging. And so with that, actually, I'd like to draw your attention to the last slide, number 36, regarding some of the assets, the communities that you might be able to join. We have an internal IBM asset management community inside IBM.com. There's also a group in LinkedIn, which is an IBM asset management group, and there's all kinds of comments going back and forth on Twitter about Maximo as well. So with that, Melissa, I think we could now open the lines for question and answer, and Bill Ely is here with me on the call as well to answer any questions for more asset-intensive industries such as oil and gas or chemicals.
Thank you, ma'am. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, you press star 2. Once again, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. One moment while we wait for the first question. And we do have a question. The question comes from Felix. Your line is open, sir.
Hi, Felix.
Please check your mute button. Your line is now open. You may ask your question. Please check your mute button on your phone. I'm sorry, ma'am. Would you like to go to the next question?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Question comes from Linwood Fulham. Your line's open.
Hi, good morning. I was calling to just find out a little bit about municipalities and how governments are using the newer releases of Maximo. I was wondering if you mentioned that utilities could use municipal modules, and I just was wondering if you might be able to expand on that.
Sure, absolutely. The cities need the capability to join together a multitude of information about what's going on in the community. We have actually a couple of different places where this is being applied. There's a in the utilities area, the idea of sensing not only the failure in a water main break, but also being able to communicate the response plan for that water break to out to coordinate for traffic management. Let's say there's a school in the area that might need to be closed because of the water damage. Maybe the fire department needs to be notified because fire hydrant pressure has been compromised because of the water main break. You need to call out the road crews. Maybe there's a permit or a digger's hotline that needs to be called to identify. So these are places where a sense and respond plan that might involve a large community of responders is all coordinated and managed through Maximo. So that's a very good example right there.
Oh, thank you for that. And then I kind of just had a comment. I'm calling from the Bay Area where the Oakland Bay Bridge is closed. And you had mentioned that New London, Connecticut uses sensors for the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I wish we had that out here.
Yeah, and how lucky you are that Golden Gate Bridge is implementing Maximo right now to help manage the maintenance on the bridge, which is quite complex. But each bridge is very unique. But here's a place where linear capabilities come into play, because a bridge is linear not only horizontally but also vertically. And being able to manage and understand the relationship of the segments to each other is very important in being able to assess risk. I mean, certainly you can see that. And fortunately, BART is also using Maximo, so I'm sure they're trying to help us pick up on some of the slack with extra train coverage.
Yes, I had heard that. There was a press release on that. So I'm actually calling from my car, and one other quick question is, where do I get the slides? I wasn't really able to see where the slides are going to be published.
In the meeting invitation is a site where you can go to download the slides.
Okay. I didn't get an invitation. I got a notification from Partner World, and in there it didn't really have as much information as like a regular invitation would have had.
Oh,
so it was just
okay.
Kind of a newsletter. So
all right. Can you send me an can I have perhaps after the call, may I have your phone number?
That would be great. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll follow up after
sure,
the call.
Thank you.
Could you just give your email address? One quick.
My email address is mtbunzel, B-U-N-Z-E-L, us.ibm.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
And we do have a question. Felix, your line is open.
For Felix. Hey, Felix, something's wrong with your phone. If you want to send me a note at mtbunzel@us.ibm.com, I'd be happy to set up a call with you to talk about this further and to answer your question.
Yep. I'm sorry, ma'am. It's not going. I'm not sure what's going on with his line.
No problem. Hopefully we'll reach out.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, ma'am. I'm showing no further questions.
Okay. Well, thank you all for joining today, and please feel free to reach out to any of those contacts that are provided in the slide to help. And good luck. Happy selling. And let's go align with SAP. Bye now.
This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.